Greetings. Thank you all so much for joining Lynn Richardson Live. It is Sunday, September 29th. I am so excited about today's topic because today's topic is a game changer. If you joined me for the last Lynn Richardson Live, then you know that there are three ways, and you have to work these three ways together to get to the next level financially. Number one, you must spend less money, period, the end. There is no way to get around it. Even if you win the lotto, if you find a sugar daddy, if you find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, the test that every one of us must pass is simply this. What do we do when we have more than enough money? And what do we do when we don't have enough money? Because the truth is this. It doesn't matter if you make $50,000 a year. If you spend $75,000, you're living check to Monday. If you make $250,000 a year, but you spend $300,000, you're living check to Monday. If you make $5 million a year, but you spend $10 million, you live check to Monday. And it wasn't until I entered the entertainment industry and had the ability to see many famous celebrities and VIPs all across the globe achieve what we all think is the dream of achieving a certain amount of cash flow or getting the big million-dollar deal. But the truth is, because they did not follow the three things that I'm about to tell you right now, many of them lost their wealth. So let me help you understand this. Most rich people are not famous, and most famous people are not rich. Let me repeat. Most rich people are not famous, and most famous people are not rich. So this is what you must understand. In order to get to the next level financially, first, you must spend less money. Number two, you must get more money. There is no other way. You must get more money. You either get more money through investing, through smart investing, whether that be in stocks and bonds, the stock market, real estate, passive income, setting up businesses that have systems so that people can continue to work and you make money while you're asleep, and getting a home-based business. Everyone should have a home-based business, because it leads me to number three. Number one, spend less money. Number two, get more money. And number three, you must get your money back. There is no way around number three. Let me tell you why. Because if you have the biggest real estate investment, let's say you find a piece of property and you invest in it, and many, many years later you're able to sell it. When you sell it, you make this huge profit, and you think you're about to take your money to the bank. Guess what? The IRS wants a whole lot of that money. It's called capital gains tax. Let's say, for example, you make a lot of money in the stock market. It's great. It's wonderful. Guess what? The profit that you make, the IRS wants capital gains tax. Okay? Let's say you get the big deal. You're an athlete. You're an entertainer. You're a television host. You make the millions and millions of dollars. Guess what? The IRS wants your money. So you must learn to get your money back. Everybody who has achieved massive wealth and sustained it, everybody who has achieved massive wealth and sustained it, understands that they must get their money back. You must master the money game in order to learn how to decrease your overall bill to the IRS. It's the reason why people like Warren Buffett and Donald Trump, it's the reason why they pay less dollars per taxes than the average American who is living below the poverty level. It's the reason why they pay less taxes per dollar than the average American who is living below poverty level. I know people who make $1 million and spend almost half of that in taxes. I know people who make $100 million and spend less than a tenth of that in taxes. So you must learn to get your money back. And how do you do that? You have to learn the tax code. You have to become educated yourself. And so today I am teaching you the number one way. The number one way. It's one of the first things that I look at when I look at people and I look at their situation and they say, Lynn, I need more money. I'm struggling. I don't know how to get my debt under control. The first thing I'm going to look at is, do you have children? Because the truth is this, and many of you know the story of my grandma B raising me. Well, my grandmother had 17 brothers and sisters, and she raised most of them. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you had 17 kids, you got a big eating bill. Because if I had 17 kids, everybody wouldn't eat every day. I have a Monday, Wednesday group and a Tuesday, Thursday group. And on your day off, you'd have to fast, pray, or steal. I don't know what to tell you. But all I can tell you is this. Feeding that many people every day is a lot of money. Well, I have three children. They're all in college and moved on now. But when they were younger, I had to buy school clothes and school supplies and tuition and ballet classes and all of these things that I was spending money on. Well, when you learn to hire your kids in your home-based basis, home-based business, you learn this. You can hire each child. Now, I want to dispel the myth as I go along. You can hire each child to work in your home-based business. Each child, you can pay them up to $12,000 a year. Now, many of you are saying, Lynn, I don't have $12,000 to pay anybody. I'm not telling you to pay them $12,000. I'm saying you can pay up to $12,000. How do you determine how much you pay your children? Well, the first thing I will tell you to do, and this is step number one in hiring your child to work in your home-based business, I want you to go through your bank statement for the past 12 months, and I want you to document how much money you're spending on your children. I want you to document every single dime you're spending on your children. Let's start with daycare. If you're paying $250 a week, that's right there you're spending $12,000 a year. If you are spending $250 a week on daycare for your infant child, for your 4-year-old, for your 8-year-old, for your 13-year-old, whatever the case may be, whether you are spending money on daycare, aftercare, any kind of program, any kind of tuition, that money right there that you are paying to that entity, you could actually pay your child that money. Now it becomes a tax write-off to you, and the money that you pay your child will then pay the daycare. Your child will then pay the tuition. Your child will then pay for all of the things that you were going to pay for anyway. What about school clothes? What about school supplies? What about birthday presents? What about Christmas toys? What about all of the things? What about the new iPhone that they wanted? What about the new video game system? What about all the things that you spend money on anyway? You must learn to get that money back. So I'm being very, very focused today with our lesson, and I want to make sure that everybody has time to go to the webinar site, and I want you to go to the section that says free documents, and it says please download ASAP. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to download this document. It's the Common Tax Deductions Packet, and I want you to download that document because I want you to understand I'm not telling you what I'm telling you. I'm telling you what the IRS says. I'm not telling you what Lynn Richardson says. I'm telling you what the IRS says. And if that isn't enough, everything that I learned from Sandy Botkin. You can Google him. Sandy Botkin used to work for the IRS. He was an IRS attorney. He trained all of the IRS trainers on how, on all of the IRS auditors, I should say. He trained them on the tactics of how to go out and find people who did not document the things properly on their taxes. He left the IRS. He's a CPA. He's an attorney. He left the IRS many, many years ago, and all he does is teach people like you and I what to do to get our money back. So when I first started following Sandy Botkin in 2008, I was writing off $20,000 in business expenses. You know, I thought I had it together. Now, I was just coming out of Living Check to Monday, and I was really trying to get my finances to a completely another level that I could achieve with the current income that I had. Let me repeat. I was trying to figure out how to get my take-home pay and my cash flow to a completely different level with the money I already had. I was already making good money. I just needed to figure out how to have more of it in my pocket. And so after following everything Sandy Botkin said, I went from writing off $20,000 a year to writing off $80,000 that first year alone, and I still have the spreadsheet. I was able to document everything. So I became just a crazy person when it came to documenting everything. And as a matter of fact, to this day, I ask myself, before I spend a dollar, I say, can I get it back? If I can't get it back, chances are I am not going to spend it. So when I travel, drive in my car, choose to pay for a cell phone, pay for communications, all of those things are tax write-offs for me because I use them in my home-based business pretty much 100% of the time. I document it honestly, ethically, and legally, and this is where it landed me. Now, back then, I was only able to pay each child up to $5,000 a year and write it off. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. You can actually pay them more, and I'm going to go to the Common Tax Deductions Packet in just a minute. You can pay your child more money, but $12,000 is the maximum that you can pay each one of your children to work in your home-based business. It cannot be an LLC. It cannot be a corporation. It cannot be a joint partnership. The only exception to that rule is it can be a joint partnership between the husband and wife, both parents who are married, filing jointly, who are both parents to that child in the home-based business. So to keep it simple, I say your sole proprietorship that operates out of your home. This is not your trucking company. This is not your doctor office. This is not one of those businesses. This is a low-risk business that you can put in the category of consulting. Maybe you're a tutor. Maybe you do catering on the side. Maybe you do event planning on the side. Maybe you do resume and educational consulting, whatever it is. Maybe you braid hair. Maybe you bake cakes. Whatever it is that you do out of your home, maybe you drive for Uber. That's still a home-based business. You have to go outside of your home. Maybe you're a speaker. Maybe you're some kind of a workshop presenter. Whatever it is that you're doing, it is your home-based business. So $12,000 is the maximum that you can pay each child and not have to have that child owe, have to report that money to the IRS. So the first $12,000 that your child earns working for his or her parent in the home-based business, the first $12,000 that they earn, it's tax-free to them. They owe no income taxes on it. You owe no income taxes on it. So that's why this is the absolute best way to go. If you hire them in your corporation, that will not carry over to your personal tax return and give you a deduction. If you hire them in your LLC, then you have to pay taxes on that money, and so do they. So this is for your home-based business, and I want to make sure you get it. I want to make sure you got it. Okay, so I'm going to give you 20 seconds to pull up that common tax deductions packet. 20 seconds. 20 seconds to pull up the tax deduction packet that is on the webinar site right under free documents. Okay, so we're looking at the common tax deductions packet, and I want you to go to the page that talks about IRS Publication 15. And in the common tax deductions packet, it is not numbered at the bottom per se, so I'm going to try to go through this with you. Actually, it is numbered at the bottom per se. So I'm going to go through this with you, and I want you to go, and I'm scrolling down with you so that we are both doing this in real time. I want you to go to page 7 in the common tax deductions packet, okay? So one of the tax deductions that is a common tax deduction that people don't know about is number 5, wages. Wages, 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 wages. So let me give you a few examples. Your niece who you love or your nephew or your godchild or your brother or someone calls you and says, can you loan me some money? The answer is no. The answer is no, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is no. You cannot loan them any money. What you can do is give them a job, okay? Because if you loan them money, you cannot get it back. If you give them a job, because if they are asking you to borrow the money, they probably can't pay you back, and or even if they promise to pay you back, they probably won't pay you back, okay? So when anybody asks me for money for anything, if I decide to give them, I send them the money, but I also send them a job description for something that I want them to do. Any job, I can find a reason to put you to work. I don't care if you are a mechanic, you can wash my car. If you have technical ability, you can do some social media. You can help me with a spreadsheet. You can help me write a new proposal. There is something that you can do to help me. You can cook for my next event. There's some skill that everybody has that they can apply to a work situation and get a paycheck for. So let's talk about wages. Let's keep on going down in the common tax deductions packet, and I want you to go down to the section that talks about family employees in a business. Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you that that's IRS Publication 15, IRS Publication 15. So if you Google IRS Publication 15, and if you go down to page 14 and 15 in the common tax deduction packet, then you are going to find the rules there. But I want to focus on page 15. At the bottom in the right-hand corner, it says, child employed by parents. Payment for the services of a child under 18. So the first question that people ask me is, how old does a child have to be to work in the business? It literally says here, under 18. There is no minimum age. So as far as I'm concerned, that means an infant can work in the business. So the moment you have a baby, that moment that the baby is breathing and the lungs are working and they have the first cry, to me, I would hire that child if I had an infant. What would I hire that child to do? Well, the rule is that your child must be able to do any other job that any other child that age can do. So what do other children do at an infant or toddler's age? Guess what? They model. They model in moving videos. They also model in still photos. So you may want to set up a modeling contract with your child, actually put it together, Google it online. What does a modeling contract look like? If your child is working in the home-based business for the parent, then the labor laws in most states do not apply. Labor laws apply when you have your child working outside the home in a grocery store or in a building or something to that effect. That's when the child labor laws, because they don't want you running a sweatshop and having your child at work when they should be at school. But if it's in the home-based business, and I would set up an area in my home where I do my home-based business, where I record my expenses, where I sit and I plan on a daily basis, so you can hire that child, you can give them a modeling contract, and you can pay them a reasonable salary. Now, what are some of the things that an infant needs that you need to figure out how to get your money back for? An infant needs formula. I remember when my children were born, now Grandma B taught me the old-fashioned way. I did not buy formula in the store. I made my formula from scratch and or I fed them from my body, you know, whatever, but that didn't work out for me for too long, okay? So I'm just going to tell you the truth. They want to eat all day, and I just could not handle it. I was on the move. I had to go. So I made my formula from scratch. But from what I know from buying formula, if you don't qualify for government assistance, it's somewhere $50 to $100 a week. That's a lot of money. I think it was $40 a case back then, but that was a long time ago. So that's money. Now, here's what you do. You hire the child to work in your home-based business. You give the child a job description. You tell them the hours that they're going to work. You give them the duties and the tasks that they are responsible for. And when it's time to pay them, most banks do not allow you to open a checking account in the child's name. Let me repeat. Most banks do not allow you to open a checking account in the child's name. But this is what you can do. You can open a checking account in your name. It's going to be a business account that you open in your name. And you're going to call it a DBA. Now, let me give you an example of what you can call your DBA. I have three children. My oldest daughter, Sydney, was a math tutor. She was a math genius. So she had a home-based business called Sydney's Math. Now, back then, I could open a checking account in her name. I literally, my children had checking accounts on their own, so when they had to pay for something at school, they either wrote a check out of their own checkbook. Now, it had their name and my name, but you get the point. I paid them money in their account, they wrote the check, or I sent the money to the person from their account. Here's what you can do now, because they are not letting you open accounts in the child's name. You can open a DBA. I would call that DBA. I would put it under my name, Lynn Richardson, DBA, Sydney's Math. That's what I would call a business account. It would be Lynn Richardson, DBA, Sydney's Math. Now, my daughter, Taylor. Taylor has been bossy since birth. Taylor is the one, when she was 5 years old, she told my Grandma B, Nana left me in charge, and you have to do what I say. Grandma was over 80 years old, and she did what Taylor said. Taylor has always been a boss. Taylor has always been a CEO. So for Taylor's account, I would name it Lynn Richardson, DBA, T Taylor Boss or something to that effect. My youngest daughter, Kennedy, she likes photography. So I would call that account Lynn Richardson DBA Kennedy Photography. So I would open a business account that is a DBA that relates to that particular child. Now, you don't have to open separate accounts for each child, although I recommend that you do so that you can keep the accounting separately. So if, but I paid all my kids the maximum amount. Each one of my kids gets paid $12,000 per year to take care of the things that I was going to take care of anyway. They pay their own bills. If you know my children, if you ask them, I don't pay for anything. They pay for everything. They pay for it out of their own accounts from their money. So that's how you do it. Now, if your child is 3 years old or 2 years old, let me start with a two-year-old. A two-year-old toddler can work on an iPad. That means they can help you with your social media, or they can help you gather data for social media. They can help you gather images for your marketing. They can help you identify things on the internet. A two- and a three-year-old kid can be very useful. A four- and a five-year-old kid, they can do household chores. I saw the best post, and I'm going to send it to everybody at the end of this Lynn Richardson Live. There was a mother. She was on D.L. Hughley's page, and she opened up job positions in the home. She had a kitchen manager. She had a laundry manager. She had a garbage manager. And she even denied one of her kids applied for one of the positions, and he didn't get it because he wasn't qualified. The point is the household chores can also qualify as duties that your child has to perform while working for you in the home-based business. A child over 7 or 8, let me tell you, they are geniuses. They can do math. They can do spreadsheets. They can do websites. They can help you mail things out. They can pass out business cards. They can help you manage your database. My oldest daughter, she's the operations manager for all of my speaking engagements. She does everything. She manages the website. So your children can literally work in your home-based business. And this is what it says. Payment for the services of a child under age 18 who works for his or her parents in a trailer business aren't subject to Social Security and Medicare taxes if the trailer business is a sole proprietorship or a partnership in which each partner is a parent of the child. So let's talk about these cases where the parents are not together. The child can work for the parent of the custodial parent, and the child can work for the non-custodial parent. I recommend that parents work together around the issue of child support. Let's say the non-custodial parent has to pay child support. Well, it's in everybody's best interest to keep your cool. It's in everybody's best interest to operate with a level head. It's in everybody's best interest to not let your emotions get control of you. Because this is what I would work out if I were in that situation. I would allow the non-custodial spouse to pay the child the amount of child support and hire that child in his business. Now the money that he is paying for child support becomes a tax write-off. The child gets the money in their account, and then we get to use that money for all the things that I was going to buy for the child anyway. Now, I'm just going to say this. This doesn't work if you were actually using the money for yourself. Now, I know that when you get child support, you have to use the money for things to maintain the household. Go on and do that. Make the child, require that the child contribute to the rent. Require that the child contribute to the mortgage. Require that the child contribute to the groceries or whatever it is that you need. But this is a way both parents can actually have the child work for each of them, and everybody gets a tax write-off. So it does not matter if you are not the custodial parent. You can still hire your child to work in your home-based business, and during your visitation time, I highly recommend that some of that time be used to actually work in the business. So this is wonderful. Now, what happens if your child is over 18? That's the next question, because many of us are taking care of our children when they are over 18, like I am. As a matter of fact, if they're in college, they are not independent until they turn 24. unless they are married or have a child of their own or have some other, you know, three or four or five circumstances. So here's what I do regardless. I hire all of my children as 1099 employees because if I hire my child as a W-2 employee or W-4 employee or W-2 employee, I'm sorry, a W-2 employee, then that's where I have to calculate the Social Security taxes and all of that stuff. But my children are all now over 18 or 18 or older, so I hire them all as 1099 employees. So that means I don't have to pay any taxes on the money that I pay to them. So I want you to think about this. I have three children. All of them are in college. Two are at Howard. One is finishing up at Northwestern. Plus, she's doing her own thing, you know, in terms of setting up her own businesses and so on and so forth. I pay each one. I pay them $12,000 a year, and I split it up. However, I send it out weekly or monthly or what have you. It goes to their account that they have in their name. They're old enough now to have accounts in their name. I think once you turn 16 at most banks, 13 at some, and I can also send you some information on some banks that you can go to that are lenient to having your DBA or whatever it is that you are trying to do. Now, let me just go backwards here. If you go into the bank and say, I have a business and it's incorporated and I have an LLC, they're going to ask you for 50,000 pieces of paper. No, we're talking about your home-based business that operates as a sole proprietorship, and it is simply a DBA, okay? That's what you're going to do. All right. So my children who are over 18 or 18 and older, when I pay them the money, now they have to technically pay taxes on that money. So this is what my children then do. My children now have their own home-based business. Each one of them will have their own home-based business. So when they have to go file taxes, the money that I'm paying them, guess what? Now they're writing everything off. They're writing off when they work in their business, when they drive in their business, when they use their cell phone in their business. They are writing off everything. So at the end of the year, they don't owe any taxes either. So it's a cycle, and it continues to flow. It continues to flow. This is how you hire your child to work in your home-based business. It is not that deep. If you are concerned about the labor laws, then Google labor laws for children working in a sole proprietorship and a parent's home-based business, and you will know what I know. And I will add those links to the follow-up for today's session. The other thing that you can do is you can have job descriptions. I will send you the job descriptions for the household positions. I will send you some basic job descriptions for social media, for graphic design. I will send you some basic job descriptions for those things. You can easily put together a job description if they are helping you with your books at events. My children have been working for me since the youngest, Kennedy, was 6 years old, and she actually asked for a real job in a building with a desk, which was really crazy. So she really got into this whole idea. So I want you to be empowered. Number one, spend less money. Number two, get more money. Number three, get your money back. And the number one way to get your money back is to hire your children or other people. Let's say you take care of a family member. Let's say you take care of a parent. Let's say you take care of whoever it is. For those of you who are helping your parent, and this comes up all the time, your parent, they have to pay for medicine. You hire that parent in your home-based business, and you pay them a minimum wage. And now the money that you can set up a self-employed medical reimbursement account, and you now get to write off all of the money that you were going to spend anyway or they were going to spend anyway on insulin and medication and things that they could not write off on their taxes. I will talk about that another time. This has been a magnificent Lynn Richardson Live. If you go to LynnRichardson.com and you click Connect with Lynn, go to LynnRichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn. I will answer questions for the remainder of the day. It's been a blessing to serve you. Thank you so much. And go out and hire those kids in your home-based business and get your money back. Thank you.